You're listening to Today FM and I am joined by my favourites, La Galaxy and the wonderful May Kay. Hello and welcome.
Thank you for having us, Amy.
May Kay is now one of your favourites. She's in La Galaxy.
You're in La Galaxy, so you're not just a guest vocal.
No, I'm not, yeah.
Well, well.
Welcome to the team. Do you want to join us? do you want to join as well?
They're taking applications, yeah.
Where do I sign? Oh, wow, what a cool gang you're now in.
But I'm just not going to get tagged on Twitter anymore. Usually I'm getting loads of tags. No. It's La Galaxy. And make
games,
but no.
No, we're kind of heading in a kind of a polyphonic spree type deal here. Yeah, so we're going to get...
That's quite all right.
You're in. Especially with those silver boots you're wearing.
Yes.
Listen, they're not an accident. I knew Michael was coming in. I said, love them. Love them.
The flamboyant Michael from the Galaxy.
I've heard
them
letting anybody in these days. I'll wear these silver boots.
You don't need to hear me sing. I'll just totter around the studio wearing these. It's fine.
Be delighted
it's
to have
good.
You.
It's good. So what has that feel like? So that's when did that all happen?
Well, it was just kind of, when we were writing the album, we realised that we wanted plenty of female vocals on it.
And
guest vocals, but then the kind of more we played live with Mary, and the more the dynamics seemed to work really, really well. Especially some people were saying, like, God, when you two are together on stage, it really takes it up a notch.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we kind of just made a decision with Mary that out of the 10 songs on our record, that she was going to sing on 6.
Yeah.
Seven.
Okay, yeah. Brilliant.
And kind of, it was more of a kind of, we didn't really want to do the whole guest vocal thing, was fine, but who wants, the whole featuring Mary Kay was just getting old. And also, we've known each other for years. Mm. You know, she always felt like part of the squad anyway.
Okay,
so
good.
So now, for her squad goals, hashtag squad goals, was to be in this band.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah, and it was nice for me when Phyla Gabe's finished up. Well, a lot of people think I've been cheating on Phyla Gabe's with the Galaxy the whole time.
Yeah, okay.
But that is not the case. It was a happy coincidence timeline-wise. And yeah, I've been playing with them for years, but what used to really, I found very frustrating is they're such a high energy band. So if you go on stage and do one song, you come off just like...
You're buzzing.
Buzzing.
Yeah, and then you just have to go and wait backstage for them to finish up. Forget it.
Exactly.
Well, your voices are made for each other, so it just makes sense. So the album, you're on 6 of the tracks?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And we will see that in our hands in October.
Yes, in October. The album, we finished it at the end of last year.
Yeah.
So for us, it was kind of... We could have released it at the start of the year, but we wanted to kind of give Pleasure a run out. The album's also called Pleasure.
Okay,
so,
good.
We wanted to kind of give it a run out.
Is it?
Yes.
We're all learning so much here. This is very special.
Some teething issues going on.
Despite the fact that Mary is in the band, I am still an absent-minded buffoon when it comes to telling Mary things.
Yeah.
So it kind of made sense to kind of start to work with Mary, getting the live set together for the summer.
Yeah.
You know, with the festivals and kind of doing kind of smaller shows. And like the Pleasure launch was there last week. And instead of, we could have played the Academy or wherever, we actually brought 30 of our quote unquote super fans into our studio. They literally, they were told to meet around the corner, and they were walked down, and they
very dodgy.
It seemed a little cloak and dagger, and then we just brought them in and we played for them for 35 minutes. You know,
oh my God, fantastic!
And it was, as Mary will tell you, it was a very unique, unusual gig, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing,
bizarrely nerve wracking as well, because with the lads, like, they're playing big enough stages. You know, you're used to. Which can be annoying sometimes for there to be a huge distance, because sometimes I have trouble jumping back up onto the stage.
I fell off the stage in the Olympia last year because I couldn't get back up. Yeah,
we got
wireless mics last year for the Olympia show, and that means it's just like the worst impulse. You can go as far as you want, and everything's going to be okay. So you know,
Michael's in the jacks now for the next track. That's great. Cool.
But yeah, so that was great. The gig for like kind of our fans and kind of little things like that we want to do over the summer rather than. Kind of, you want to give people a chance to miss you, you know?
And I was going to ask you about the new video for Pleasure.
Mm.
So are you going to incorporate that? Like, you do a really fun live show always and you bring in new elements. Are we going to have paint fights at your next gigs, right? I can be the creative director anytime.
Is that kind of stuff that kind of washes off pretty easily? Or is it like gloss?
Is it water-soluble that you're suggesting?
That's what I'm after,
emulsion, not gloss. Great.
We don't want oil-based paints in this situation. Let's just get that out of the way.
So you've got two very sexy people in that video.
Aren't
they beautiful? Yeah, specimens, they really are. Are they both Irish?
No, it was actually an English guy called Sam Hooper. We do a video here, we do a performance video, and we just decided to cast a net out and say we'll find some creative, someone we like online, and ask him, does he want to put together kind of a clip or like a small little narrative to our song?
Because so brilliant.
We wanted him to never have heard of us or have no idea even what we did live, because a lot of people do kind of say, well, you know, if you pitch a video, you pitch a video to someone, they kind of go, "Well, you guys have such a great live performance. I really want to
capture."
And we're kind of in the middle of changing the script for La Galaxy. So yeah, it was kind of nice to do kind of something that was a bit kind of more somber and a bit kind of
it's quite
emotional. The video, you know, it's very intimate. You know,
it really is. Yeah. It was fantastic. And so, what about now, with you're with La Galaxy, Mary? Does that mean you were fantastic at Other Voices, and I loved watching you? Are you going to be doing that kind of thing again, a little bit more presenting? And
that's all been kind of a happy accident. So, I mean, it's something that I might start.
Mm. You're very good.
What a lame thing to say. I might start to pursue that. I might start to consider
think
that
about
direction.
Starting to pursue it. Yeah, I think exactly. So, yeah.
Mary interviewed us in December. That was that was
interesting.
We were playing the show together, but also Mary interviewed us in the wilds of Dingle.
Which for some reason I didn't click with. So before we did, Rich said, "Oh, are you playing with the lads now?" And I said, "I'm actually in the band." And he was like, "Want somebody else to interview them?" And I was like, "No, I haven't really thought about this."
I know them. It's going to be good.
I'm like, how good is your new singer?
I would love to have seen you guys in the church in Dingle.
Literally in my top five gigs I've ever played. I did two gigs that ended last year, the Olympia on Halloween night, and that were like
just
real,
splendid.
The elevated experience of your life. It was amazing. Really, really great.
People hear about the church and they hear that it's special and everything.
It really is.
But every band, no matter if you're sitting there, if you're a singer-songwriter, if you're a full band, there's just something really magic about it. And there's that window you have to get in as well.
You climb in a window? Everything goes in.
They call it the leveler. Everybody goes in that window. Yeah, everybody has to crouch in and out that window.
That old saying, we all get in and out the same window. Yeah.
I quite like that.
I quite like that.
Is it Louise Duffy's love it?
Well, listen, guys, we want to hear you because the single is out now. We've played it on the show before, but to hear it live is always extra special with La Galaxy. So take it away and welcome to La Galaxy, Mickey.
Someone congratulate me.
Yeah, because we never welcomed her. We were just kind of already. She just became like part of the squad.
I'm going to congratulate you. You got a good girl there. So looking forward to hearing this. This is Pleasure, and it's from album number 3, also Pleasure.
Yes.
News to us all. Take it away, guys.
Thank you.
Don't give too much pleasure, too much pain. Don't give too much pleasure, too much pain. Don't give too much pleasure, too much pain. The vicious lips we share are soaked in rain. Don't give too much pleasure, too much pain. Don't give too much pleasure, don't give too much pleasure, don't give too much.
I'm ready. Yes, I am. Show me you can. Only you understand. I'm ready. Yes, I am.
I won't give too much. I'm ready. Yes, I am.
Don't give too much pleasure, too much pain.
Galaxy, that is Pleasure. They are wonderful, absolutely incredible, and what a great addition to La Galaxy, May Kay. They sound brilliant. That's going to get up there on a podcast. Check it out. That is their brand new single, Pleasure, and the album is going to be out in October, also called Pleasure. So make sure you just keep your ear to the ground for more from La Galaxy. Also, while you're listening very closely, when you hear James Vincent McMorrow, make sure you text 53102 with your name and your full address, and you could win tickets. This is brand new music from Fan Club. It's Bad Words. New Irish music on Today FM. Lost in Music. Hashtag Play Irish Today. Get your suggestions in to 53102. And in the meanwhile, enjoy this. It's the latest single from Fan Club. It's Bad Words on 100-102 Today FM. And it's from the forthcoming self-titled debut album, which will be released on the 4th of August. They're from Dublin, trio from Rush, and they've been knocking about together since they were teenagers. And lo and behold, Fan Club was born. It is one of the best Irish voices, Mr. Conor O'Brien, Villagers. And this track and his voice appeared on Big Little Lies. I keep talking about the music on Big Little Lies because it was so impressive. It was the show itself was good, but the soundtrack was mind-blowing, brilliant. But anyway, there is a particular scene in the very last episode of the first and only series of Big Little Lies where Adam Scott has to sing, and he sings a song, and he sings Elvis, The Wonder of You. And when I was listening to it, I was like, whoa, he sounds good. I didn't expect him to be a good singer. I should have went with my gut. He is not a good singer. He said that he sounded so bad, even though he got lots of lessons, he just sounded bad. So he had to lip sync over the wonderful Conor O'Brien, who recorded Elvis, The Wonder of You. And here it is on Today FM. Have a listen to this.
When no one else can understand me, when everything I do is wrong, you give me hope and consolation.
Wonderful. Villagers, The Wonder of You from Big Little Lies. And it did, on reflection now, obviously, hindsight is 2020, but looking back, it just didn't sound like it didn't sound right coming out of Adam Scott's voice. The voice is too beautiful. That's Conor O'Brien, Villagers, and his cover of The Wonder of You. So 53102, if there's any other suggestions for nice covers, I might get another one on before the end of the show. A good cover, an unexpected, surprising cover. I would love to hear your suggestions, and I will play one before the end of the show. On the way, I've got Joe Fox. I've got more great Irish music in the form of A.E. Mac, I Walk, coming up. Time for some more great Irish music. This is a duo called A.E. Mac, and on Friday and Thursday night, I do believe that they launched this single. Really exciting sound for an Irish pair, two Irish ladies. Very, very impressive. Have a listen to this, called I Walk on Today FM. Love that track. Republic of Loose is the steady song on Today FM.